Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We go to the hotline and welcome, I want to say back to the show. It's been a long time since we talked to him. This is Jonathan Silverman. John, how are you?
Mike, it's so good to be back on the bone.
Jonathan Silverman and I played in the David Wells charity softball game together years and years ago. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
I was drunk most of the time, but that was kind of the point. But I do remember it was great fun.
He indeed remembers. We're all drunk. Can we get something out of the way real quick? Galvin and I argue about this all the time. I do not think that Caddyshack 2 is the worst movie in the world. I don't think it was a bad movie if it stands alone and you don't compare it to Caddyshack.
Okay. All right. I'll agree with you on that. I don't think it's one of the best films ever made.
No.
One of the best sequels ever made. But you're right. If there wasn't such a thing as the great comedy classic called Caddyshack with no number behind it. It's kind of a cute, harmless movie.
Exactly. That's my assessment of it. If it's on a Saturday afternoon on HBO, you watch it. You don't run out in the rain to get it from a red box. But if it's on, you watch it. Now you have to eliminate the gopher stuff, and you have to eliminate Dan Aykroyd from the movie totally. And between you and Jackie Mason, you have yourself a decent movie.
We had honestly so much fun filming it. We, of course, went in with lofty expectations that, oh, my God, we're making a sequel to the great Caddyshack, and we shot it at the same golf course that was written by the late, great Harold Ramis, and they brought back Chevy Chase for a cameo, and it just didn't work out so well. But it's a decent enough film, and I thank you for the compliment.
Well, you're a good actor. I think Brighton Beach Memoirs is such a great movie. I remember seeing that play when I was a kid, and to see it come to life in the movies, you played it so well. And then to see you in, like, when you get A Weekend at Bernie's, are you like, this movie's crap? Or, I mean, don't get me wrong, Weekend at Bernie's, both of them huge hits. But when you get it, you're like, this is crap, but I got to do this for money or for whatever reasons?
It was probably my third or fourth movie. I was lucky to get the job. It was a movie for Fox Studios, and maybe it was a $15 million budget, which at the time was a pretty decent budget. It was a 16-week shoot, but I certainly didn't think it would turn into anything. And when it came out, it didn't even do very well. It did okay, but it was all the cable runs and the DVD rentals and all that stuff. In fact, it still plays.
Yeah. Oh, and then you get the call you never thought you're going to get from your agent. You go, you're not going to believe this, but they want to make another movie about the dead guy.
That was certainly, and I've done a number of sequels, and we just talked about one of them, but I honestly thought, okay, the one starring the dead guy, we never have to make another one of these. And 3-4 years later, we went off to the Virgin Islands.
we're talking to Jonathan Silverman. He's got a new TV show called Significant Mother, which I have not seen. But I am staring at a picture of...
You're going to like this one. This one's really funny, really dirty. It's a very David Wells type show. You're going to like it very much.
There is a very beautiful woman in the center of it. What is it about?
Krista Allen is the very beautiful woman in the center who people might remember from the Emmanuel movie.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's Liar Liar. Gorgeous, gorgeous woman. She and I on the show have been married for 25, 26 years. And I guess I cheat a little bit. And she finally says, that's enough. It's over. And she decides to date for the first time. We started dating as teenagers, and she decides to get a guy who's a lot younger than she is, which would make for cool enough television. But she then decides not only is he a lot younger, he's also the very best friend of our 25-year-old son. So she's banging our son's best friend, and I freak out and I try and win her back. That's in a nutshell the premise.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I'm looking at that kid right now sitting there in his underwear. You do not beat him out in anything. she's gorgeous, but so is he.
Like 12-pack abs, he's a good-looking kid, and it's pretty rough. But speaking of Weekend at Bernie's, we actually have a Weekend at Bernie's themed episode coming up, and the great Terry Kaiser, who played Bernie, comes on and plays with us for a bit.
Of course he did. What else is that guy doing? He was like bad guy number two in every movie before Weekend at Bernie's. Right?
And they also let me direct an episode. So it's a really fun show. So I hope people check it out. 9:30 tonight on the CW Network.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it looks funny. And that woman is smoking hot. And Jonathan Silverman's a good dude.
Smoking hot.
It's CW at 9:30. What about you, a married guy?
I am a married guy. I've been happily in love with my beautiful wife for 11 years now.
Oh, man. Yeah, I went and I just looked at her. You're famous.
I've been hanging out at the Dick Wells events in Tampa the last bit.
You know you're famous when you Google... When you Google images on Jonathan Silverman and they give you a category that says Jonathan Silverman wife, which means enough people cared to see if he was married.
Yeah.
Which should make you feel good and hurt at the same time because you could think, why did all these women care if I was married? They could have been potential women you could have had sex with.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. They only care when it's late, right?
That's exactly right. See Jonathan Silverman tonight on the CW at 9:30. Significant Mother is the name of the show. It's good to talk to you, dude, and congratulations. Good luck with the show.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya, there you go, Jonathan Silverman.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.